Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Father's Day is coming up this Sunday. The holiday has been around since the Middle Ages in one form or another. It started out as a tribute to St. Joseph. It can be a tricky holiday based on your relationship with your father or your own experiences as a father. Like Luke Skywalker, many of us have a complicated relationship with Dad. The National Retail Federation estimates that Americans will spend over $21 billion this Father's Day, up from $17 billion last year. They estimate that the biggest categories of spending include cards, self-care items, and home and gardening tools. They say the increase is due to more spending on special outings, clothing, and consumer electronics. Their surveys show that almost three-quarters of American households do something to celebrate dad, grandpa, or a son on Father's Day. A quick look at the internet shows 60 best Father's Day gifts and best Father's Day gifts under $50. On Mother's Day, we all know mom loves a bouquet of flowers. Well, apparently, for Father's Day, dad loves ties and a polo shirt. Good housekeeping suggests buying dad a set of cooling pint glasses, because just like Homer Simpson, all dads love beer. Or a coffee cup that says, best farter ever. Oops, I mean father. Keep it classy, kids. How about a book, 101 dad jokes that are so bad they are good? They have a sofa essentials side pouch, sort of a saddlebag hangs on the arm of the couch to hold your phone, the TV remote, snacks, whatever. Or a subscription to the Sock of the Month Club. Get a pair of stupid socks in the mail once a month for a year. Wow, that makes the coffee cup sound pretty good. If you live a simple life, have straightforward interests, buy yourself stuff, you can be the dad who has everything. Uncommongoods.com has gifts for the dad who has everything, like whiskey-scented soaps. Who doesn't want a reek of whiskey? They have a fishing pole hot dog roaster, where you put the hot dog on a hook and dangle it over the flame, because roasting a hot dog is just not hard enough already. Father's Day can be a wonderful opportunity to acknowledge an important dad in your life, or it can be painful if you're grieving a father, or if your father was troubled or troubling. I'm grateful I have a great relationship with my two adult kids. I always feel honored by them and my wife, but my own dad was pretty absent because of his emotional problems. I think it's common to have mixed feelings about dad. We all learn stuff from our fathers, whether they were a good example or a bad example or both. It's perfectly fine to ignore Father's Day if that is painful. It's also fine to recognize some other significant male in your life. You can observe Father's Day any way you want. Just don't buy that coffee cup, okay? This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.